Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
Yo, yo, yo. And I'm Chad. We're back for another retro cast. This is the follow-up to the season one finale, the Vanderpump Rules season one reunion show, the first of its kind, where we see a lot of ups and downs and a lot of recapping of the season's drama. So let's get into it. It's a very interesting show because it was the first of its kind for Vanderpump Rules, their first reunion. And like all Bravo shows in their infancy, don't typically have a big production for reunion shows, right? What do we have for...
Yeah, or sometimes they just straight up don't get one.
Yeah, like that show Below Deck, they don't have reunion shows, do they?
I don't know.
Maybe the newer seasons do, but the first couple didn't. I don't know about it now, but these are second tier shows, or they were. Vanderpump Rules in the beginning, I don't think was a really high level show. It was, the Housewives were their main show. So their reunion is relegated to the restaurant. A lot of,
This was a short season, though, with only 8 episodes. This made it episode 9, so I felt like they kind of owed it to us.
Yeah, but I had heard the Kiss of Death was the clubhouse reunions, or, having a reunion in the, place of business.
So, right.
They have the reunion here in the restaurant. In Southern Charms has their reunion in, where do they have that?
In Andy's Clubhouse.
Andy's Clubhouse, yeah. So,
and Annabelle DeSisto, if any of you listen to Adderall and Compliments, shout out to Annabelle. And I'm going to her live taping of her podcast tomorrow in LA. So if any of you are going to be there, find me. I can't wait.
Yeah, cool.
But anyways, yeah, she is the one who always was trying to get them out of the clubhouse and to have their own reunion show, which they do now. So she accomplished that.
Yeah, she had mentioned that, when the reunion show is put in a place other than a big studio set, it's the show's not being taken seriously. So that's what they got. Vanderpump Rules cast did the reunion show in the restaurant. Still a great episode.
Well, and now, for season 5, they claim that they had to do it at a theater because they've gotten so big.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they bust out all the stops for them now. I'm sure there's no problems anymore about production, but reunion show's a lot bigger. But for now, it's being held in the restaurant in Sir's restaurant, which has been turned into a studio for the reunion. But let's get started.
So here. It's the normal setup. Andy's sitting in the middle. Lisa is next to him. Next to Lisa, we have Stassi, and on the other side of Andy, we have Jax. So you kind of have the two main players, separated by the bosses, Andy and Lisa, and then you have the rest of the cast out there. Now, missing from being out on the floor was, of course, Schwartzy, because at this point he was not a regular cast member. So you just have Katie sitting there alone. And also Peter wasn't brought out. He only came out at the end to serve drinks. And, none of the B cast made it to the reunion. And so it was a small group out there.
It's a very small group. Just like the opening scene, opening credits, has a very small amount of people in it.
I was very disappointed, though, going back, since now we're so invested in the show, that they didn't have Laura Lee on and that they didn't have Frank on. I feel like they should have done a surprise attack with both of those characters.
That would have been great. Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, there was plenty of room. I think there was plenty of time. They lingered on some things.
Yeah, that would have fired up Jack so bad. His sweater might have come off again. I don't know.
His chunky sweaters. Actually, it looks like a hairy sweater in a way here. Like, he's got a real hairy sweater. But this was back in the day when chunky sweaters were kind of in. You don't see that too much anymore, but that was Jax's chosen piece of of fashion.
And he started, he was going to start a sweater line. Did he ever do it?
I remember that. No, I don't think he did. It was kind of a, like a...
I think he said later that it was, it's really expensive to make sweaters.
Oh, of course. I don't think he got, he considered how much of a investment that would be. It was kind of a whim, but anyway, chunky sweaters kind of fell off, you know, they weren't as popular after that. So
yeah, so Andy starts it off with his normal drill that he does every single reunion show. And the thing that's a little bit exciting about this reunion show in particular is Andy Cohen is still thirsty for these reunion shows at this point. Now that we're in season 5 going into season 6, he could give two craps about doing reunion shows. He's so bored at them. All he wants to do is, like, you know, look at some models or something. And I feel like this one, he is just like, he's loving it. He's loving playing with Jax and he's interested in getting the dirt. And so I'm excited that we're at least seeing he's present. He's in the moment and he is, you know, into it.
Yeah, he's definitely poking fun at Jax. There's a lot of...
And Stassi, too. I mean, he totally is like, so... Yeah, I mean, he questions her a lot, too. So he starts it with, like, kind of the normal thing where he's like, hello, Stassi. How are you? Jax, how are you? Katie? Kristen? Tom? I mean, it's like his... Do we have to say hello to everyone? We get it. They're sitting there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The dynamic is really interesting, too. We get a little bit of an... you know, kind of insight into maybe what's going on during their lives now. I mean, so you get the reunion, right? Okay, you get the reunion. The show was taped probably a year before that or 6 months before that. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
What was the typical time frame from when a reunion? So the reunion airs.
They start taping usually in May and wrap around August, and then they tape the reunion, I would say...
Probably before Christmas.
Yeah, like October.
Okay. Stassi had mentioned something about this being the hardest summer of her life. So yeah, I'm assuming they're filming, you know, all summer long. May, June, July, August. Okay, so is that typical for all seasons so
yes.
far?
Yes.
Summertime. Because it's always hot as a bitch,
they're
right?
filming right now, so same exact time.
Okay. So... we get to see exactly what's going on, you know, then, is because it's taped, you know, it's put into a show. Now we get to see what they're doing, you know, not only on social media, but during the reunion, we get a glimpse into how they're feeling and how they're acting now. And then they're going to start taping again soon. We get, you know, kind of insight into that, the newer seasons as well. But right now we're looking at them, you know, after the season airs and how they're feeling. They don't seem to be back on good terms anymore. I mean, at the end of season one, we're looking at Kristen making up with Stassi.
Right, right. Jax admits that he was lying and kind of all the girls rush to comfort Stassi and the guys, you know, comfort Jax for being a lying POS. And... yeah, and I mean, I guess that I would just expect that the girls would all be getting along during this reunion, but there's definitely a divide where Sheena is, you know, coming out saying that she strongly supported Stassi when her best friends didn't.
Because Sheena's just like a total opportunist when it comes to weaseling her way into somebody's friendships. Like, she knows that's the perfect opportunity to get in on Stassi's good side. She's always... you know, just wanted to be Stassi's friend. I think that's always been Sheena's goal. And right here is a little extension of what happened during the season where, you know, Stassi didn't have any friends. You kind of turned to Sheena for a little bit and Sheena loved the attention and she'd rather have Stassi as an ally than an enemy. And, you know, understandable, but having slumber parties, they mentioned that they, you know, when they were watching that scene where Jax comes and admits, you know, he's been messing around. He brings Stassi flowers and her and Sheena were watching that as it premiered and they were both hugging each other, crying. Like, so they've been having girls nights and slumber parties and Sheena loves it. But I mean, we all know this doesn't last.
Yeah. When I actually met Stassi and Sheena together, I had met Sheena a couple of times before I met Stassi. But when I met her last year, almost exactly this time, her and Stassi were having a deep conversation at the bar, at a bar. And I remember being really thrown off by that and thinking, whoa, like off camera, are these two really friends? Like they were, it seemed like totally good friends.
Was this at the comedy club?
Mm-hmm.
They were together just having a conversation?
Yeah, yeah. This is when I like for sure knew that Stassi was going through a breakup because Game recognizes Game and I could just see in her face that she was troubled by a dude. And that's like right shortly after she announced that she was broken up with Patrick again.
Well, no, this is what I think as far as this, the Sheena and Stassi dynamic. I think it they're like, you know how there's like, there's when you get to junior high, you have different friends and, you know, the cool kids and the whatever, right? Or the different groups. Yeah. It seems to me like Sheena's the type of girl that Stassi would hang out with if she lost all of her friends, kind of like how she does, you know, she loses all her friends and goes to Sheena. It's like, oh yeah, you know, this is the girl I used to hang out with in third grade. She was my best friend. She lived around the corner from me and we kind of fell out of touch and I stopped talking to her. Now we're kind of revisiting our friendship.
Yeah. I think that Stassi secretly really likes Sheena and that they really get along. But when she has the other people around, she can't admit that because she pretends to be someone else around the people that she's bullying.
Exactly. She can't play her mean girl role around Sheena.
Yeah. I kind of went through this when I lived in LA. Remember with it, there was some friends that I was friends with in LA. And then there was one that my friend and I kind of bullied, and yeah. I actually really liked that girl, but I couldn't like her in front of my friend that hated her. And so it was difficult because we would be friends when that friend wasn't around. I mean, I totally can relate to Stassi and Sheena, or just how Sheena has to kind of bounce around through
so
friendships.
Who's the personality that doesn't mix well with Sheena? Kristen? I feel like it's Kristen. Or maybe it's someone we don't see. I think it's
Katie.
You think it's Katie?
Yeah.
She puts a lot of tension out there.
I do.
But they were friends when she wasn't friends
with
Stassi.
That's true. You're right.
Like they...
Well, they're actually like... I guess the reason why I'm saying not Kristen is because I know they're friends right now. But no, I think Kristen gets along with everyone, believe it or not.
Huh. Maybe it's just at different times. They can only be friends separately with Sheena. Who knows?
Yeah, I think that for the most part, you know, what they've always kind of said about their beef with Sheena is just that she, whoever she's talking to, she's on their side. So I think that when they do have things come up, they're looking for her to kind of pick a side or a stance and to stick with it, and she never will. And so everyone likes her and everyone doesn't like her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because she's trying to be accommodating to everybody. She's trying to be cool with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we see a little bit of the dynamic right now of similar to the season or the towards the end of the season, how Katie and Kristen just still aren't really talking to Stassi. Katie says to Stassi, look, I'm just not going to take any of your shit. What did she say exactly? What are the words there? She said something. We'll pick that up.
Oh,
again.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get going. And then I have that written down somewhere. Okay, so the first thing that Andy starts with is he says to Lisa, he turns to her and he says, you know, Lisa, what is it like running a business, you know, a restaurant, and then watching it on the show and getting to see the behind the scenes stuff, because most bosses aren't able to watch their employees. And Lisa says, you know, yeah, it's really difficult to watch when Stassi is supposed to be at work, for instance. And I see that, you know, hear that she's off running with the camera crew and having like a little meltdown while she's supposed to be at work. And then I know that I'm short a server. And I thought that was really interesting because that must be really hard to watch. And I wonder how that really worked season one when they were really trying to figure out, you know, how intense filming was, or like, I wonder if they really had a schedule that where they were supposed to be at work or if it all was planned out.
Lisa absolutely cannot stand. This is what I've seen. I've seen this in other seasons too. Can't stand when somebody walks out on their shift,
yeah.
You know, like, even if it's kind of justified, like, say something's going on and they're having a complete meltdown or something's wrong, or the anytime that happens, Lisa is not cool with
like
it,
I man. Felt like in gosh, I don't even I think we were jumped ahead to season two or something when Kristen brought the ex in that, you know, confronted Sandoval.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I felt he was justified in walking away from that.
I think so too. I think that might have been season three.
Yeah.
Season three, Sandoval and Ariana get confronted by a girl that Kristen says that Sandoval had slept with, and she tries to break up, you know, Ariana and Tom, but...
And you could tell that this was a real moment because you could they just both needed to get their bearings. And so they were just trying to get away from the cameras. And that was unacceptable to Lisa because, and rightfully so, if they really did walk away from the bar and left no one there and completely like effed them over, I do get what she's saying.
But, you know, I think they came back too. But, you know, no, my point is like she knows these people. I feel like. You know, maybe they've earned a little bit of leniency or slack. She does not feel that way. She gets hardcore serious when that happens.
Yeah, and I think that I think that it has changed a little bit. But in season one, this cast was not getting paid a lot of money. That's been documented. And I really think that Lisa showed her power to these cast members and said, this is my show. This is my restaurant. Play by my rules or you're out. Like, I really think she held that over their head. And I still think that she does. I think she calls the shots and she expects to be respected. And I think now everyone's making more money and everything. But I think you could really see that they knew that they needed to obey Lisa to play the game.
Well, she had a bigger role in this show, too. She's always in every scene or, you know, she's always involved, but I'd say a lot less now, you know, a whole lot less.
Well, and I think that the reason for that is it's not centered as much around her restaurant. And I have a feeling that this season, season six, we're going to see it brought back because I think they're going to bring in some younger cast members and it'll be interesting to see. So anyway, so that's how they start the show asking her what it's like to, you know, watch the behind the scenes. And then Andy turns to Stassi and says, you know, how many Swedish princesses need to die before you become queen? And they all have a good laugh about that. And he asks Lisa, you know, she's familiar with royalty. Does Stassi look like royalty? And she said, well, or he said, does she smell of royalty? And Lisa said, she smells of something.
Yeah. Is she... does she have that lineage or something? What's the whole story behind that? Are they Swedish?
I don't know. That's something that her mom told her. I don't know.
They don't look Swedish, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's a funny joke. You know, maybe it just has to do with Stassi's personality, but I'd like to know if that's...
I also noticed that in this reunion, she's wearing a princess ring on her finger. She has like a little crown uh-huh. on her finger, like as she cries and stuff, it's like right there, like Princess Stassi.
Yeah. Was that jewelry? No, we were talking earlier about Stassi's mom creates jewelry for the.
Yeah, Stassi's mom has a jewelry store on Etsy. You can look it up. And she creates a lot of the jewelry that the girls wear. As far like, and she, it's really cool. I like how her website is because she says, like, Stassi's necklace reunion season three, you know,
seriously,
like, oh yeah, you can 100% buy what you see. She also created Katie's, I know her earrings for sure, and I believe her necklace too for her wedding. Like, if you like a piece, like, you can buy it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, it was this ring in there, the princess ring?
No, or I haven't seen it if it was.
I think that's a great idea, though, that she kind of recalls the seasons or the episodes that jewelry was featured in. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, we were thinking about maybe doing a giveaway with like a piece of jewelry or something. We thought that'd be kind of, you know, Vanderpump Rules-ish since it does correlate to it. So yeah,
that'd be fun. And we see the statement necklace make an appearance again on Stassi.
Oh, constantly.
The big necklaces that we were talking about in previous seasons. So
yeah, now it's all about the choker and stuff like that. But yeah, all of it is on her mom, Dana's website.
So what we start to see here is... you know, Stassi still has this animosity towards Jack. She's, you know, it would look like that maybe they reconciled over the year or the, you know, end of the summer and got back together or something. It doesn't look like that's happened. There's still a lot of distrust here.
Okay, I agree with you with that, but there also is the most sexual tension ever, where Jax is acting turned on by her. He's acting like he loves the game. I mean, they literally are playing cat and mouse during this reunion show, mm-hmm. and flirting with each other, and it's both awkward and entertaining. And that is how, what is so amazing about season one, Jax and Stassi. And this is pretty much the last season that we see it. We do. I mean, next season is good too. We have the tattoo coming and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of the last one where you really think, shit, maybe they're going to get back together.
Well, in the later seasons, that it starts to fade away. And then before you know it, it's gone. And you look back and you're like, wait a second.
Wait a second. He said that he wanted to marry her. Yeah. Like, now you would not even, you like, it's hard to remember that.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know that they were friends even.
And they both claim that they'll always love each other. It's like there's some tender moments in this episode.
Yeah, but I mean, they've grown so far apart.
Oh, it's over now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cool to watch this back, you know, back then. Yeah, there's, especially at the reunion, you're right, there's a lot of sexual tension and
some funny, really open, honest moments about just how desperate Jax was to impress her and how much she loves that. I mean, you just see her just, she thrives in this sort of arena. But so the next thing that Andy says is, he's like, so raise your hand if you're still working at Sir. And so, you know, we've just come off the last episode, you know, episode 8. Here we are at the reunion. And so I was expecting Jax to keep his little hand down because he just quit. But son of a gun, his hand gets raised and they go around the room and all of them are still working at Sir at this point. And so Jax reveals that he is in fact still working at Sir, and Andy turns to Lisa and says, well, how long after he quit did this go back to, you know, was he employed? And I think they all said like 5 minutes.
I wonder what she does, what the consequences are for quit. I'm sure they've all quit a million times and come back, you know, within the next week or so.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a consequence for that. If Lisa's like, you know, like consequences for leaving all the time, for quitting.
Well, she does like to do that, where they, like, one of them gets suspended or they get removed off the schedule for a while. She likes to hit them where it hurts.
It just seems like it happens a lot. She's always got to deal with some, you know, bullshit drama and someone quitting or, you know, leaving.
Yeah, but she did kind of, you know, when she was talking to Laura Lee, and Laura Lee said that she landed that movie, she said, you know, I told Jax that he needs to get his shit together, he's 33. And she's like, well, don't tell him to get his shit together because I need him here. So I thought like that was a little like shadowing to the fact that Lisa does like Jax as a bartender, mm-hmm. and I don't think she needed him, but it's kind of nice that she did.
She likes what he brings to the table, I guess, you know. But
okay, and then, so the next thing is Andy turns to Stassi and says, now, Stassi, I heard that some people drove down from San Diego to come down and taunt you a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they came down and they went and they talked to Jax and crap talked Stassi, and then went up to Stassi's face and crap talked her. And I was just wondering, Pumpers, does anyone know who that is? I would love to know if that's true and what they said. And like, I wish I could go back and like comb through Twitter season one. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been stalking hardcore. I've been working on a story about Brittany Cartwright, and I've been going back in Twitter. It will only let me go back 2 years. I can't go back further than that unless I specifically know like what I'm searching for. If someone knows how to do that, can you email me VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com? Because I'm having a hard time stalking. I need to get back to like 2014.
Yeah, we'd like to see what was going on in the cast's Twitters.
Yeah,
around this time, you know, so we can see. We can patch together a cool timeline, but
yeah, I would love to know, you know, if you are that person who drove from San Diego to say something to them. And I'm sure that in season one, that was a novelty that someone took the time out of their day to drive down to the restaurant. Now, I'm sure they get shit talked all the time at that restaurant because, I mean, the access to them is insanely easy. I mean, I have been able to have conversations with them multiple times. And I mean, they literally are working. Like, and if you just get up and walk down the hall, they're right there. A girl actually tweeted like 2 days ago saying that she had an awful time at Sir, that they told them that they couldn't get up and walk around and like made them sit down, which I have never had that experience at Sir ever. And maybe it's because they were filming and they didn't want them bothered. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, because
of course that's probably the situation.
No one ever told me go sit back in your seat or don't go to the bathroom. Or, I mean, I've gone in the alley. I've stood right at the serving window, like into the cooks. I mean, I've gone all over that place and no one has said a word to me. Like they don't care at all. And they're all really friendly. So I'm wondering if they were filming or something, if that is what was going on. But yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny that, you know, some people drove from San Diego to say stuff to Stassi. So the next thing that they bring up is the Sheena and Brandy situation. And they do a flashback of Sheena having the conversation with Brandy. And again, that was not done on this show. That was done on The Housewives, I believe. Someone correct me if I'm wrong with that, but we never covered that.
I think you're right, because I don't remember this being on any of the episodes.
But I mean, we definitely watched it, but I don't know enough to dissect it.
Yeah, I think it was part of The Housewives episodes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a confrontation between Sheena and Brandy. And
yeah, so they do a flashback, and apparently Sheena caught like some flack, you know, online or whatever on social media because she kept bringing, like, she didn't say sorry and she kept throwing it in Brandy's face, or she didn't see her part in it that was where she possibly hurt Brandy. And she kept saying like, he bought me diamonds and he said that he loved me, you know, kind of throwing it in Brandy's face. Mm-hmm. And so Sheena kind of defended herself and, you know, said, that's not what I was saying. I was just trying to, you know, let her know that I was important to him. And maybe it came off wrong, you know, that, but I don't know. So she was kind of backpedaling a little bit, but Lisa delivers a line that is just crazy. And I mean, this, Sheena needs to be given some credit here because this didn't even air on Vanderpump Rules, this whole Brandy thing. And I don't think that the show would have had so much buzz if it didn't. Like Sheena really took one for the team by letting Stassi call her, you know, a husband-stealing whore.
Home-wrecking whore.
Home-wrecking whore. I mean, the whole season, that's what she was called. A home-wrecker hooker. And
this kind of drove that beginning of the Vanderpump Rules season, was this 100%. Whole controversy.
Like, it was huge.
A lot of the fans from The Housewives kind of filtered over to the show to see who this girl was.
It was the first time in the franchise history, I believe. Ooh, some of you Bravo people might be able to say that I'm wrong here, but I believe this was the first time that as a fan of a housewife show that we were tricked into watching a new show, because I remember I was watching the Beverly Hills Housewives and all of a sudden this other freaking show comes on and I was like, what the F is this? Like they tricked us. It's like you thought you were watching Beverly Hills, you were getting a 2-hour special, but it went into Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And I felt very gypped. You know, I was like, what is this? But then thank God I liked it. But it was very like a summer house situation.
And it was, there wasn't very many examples of spinoff shows at the time with Bravo. You know, their main focus were the Housewives.
Yeah. And I mean, the season goes to Sheena for really, you know, making an uncomfortable subject, you know, into a show. And then for Stassi and Jax for just bringing that fire right in episode one. I mean, I think they captured everyone's attention right away.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Lisa delivers a line. She's like, you know what? To Brandy, she will always be a mistress, not a waitress. It's like, oh, thanks, Lisa. I really doubt that like it's either a mistress or a waitress that Sheena is. She's also a pop star. Yeah. You know, it's like she has a lot of other talents, Lisa.
She does, yeah.
So
very versatile.
Andy then turns to Stassi and she's like, so he's like, Stassi, so why were you so threatened by Sheena. You know, you got upset when Jax was, you know, putting sunscreen on Jax, and Stassi has to swallow her pride and admit that she actually was threatened by Sheena.
Stassi is the funniest. She's at her funniest when she's comfortable with somebody, or she's friends again with somebody, and she's trying to kind of appease them or be honest and not, you know, shit on them. Because it just seems so, it's like, oh, Stassi's just like really going against her nature there. She's gritting her teeth to be nice to Sheena and say like, no, I really regret that. And I wish I wouldn't have said that. And, you know,
she's fabulous. I was really jealous of her. I was threatened. It's like, no, you weren't, Stassi. Like, you're just playing this game now, you know?
Yeah, it's the give and take. And Sheena's, but it makes Sheena happy. She's happy.
They do the flashback to Sheena rubbing the lotion on Jax. And Lisa turns to Kristen and she was like, Kristen, why were you so hopped up on, you know, being mad at Sheena about this? And, Lisa answers her own question, and she's like, Kristen always puts herself in every situation. Like, she has said that about Kristen from day one, that there's a problem, there's Kristen. Like, yeah. She thinks that Kristen sticks her nose in everything. And really, from season one, we're seeing Lisa just not the biggest Kristen fan.
I mean, well, Kristen here also doesn't really have much to say. A lot of Kristen's a little more subdued in this reunion. I think also because she's not on Stassi's side, so she doesn't really have much to say about, you know, the situation, about butting in on this situation. She could have said like, oh yeah, that ain't cool what Sheena was doing, and I'm sticking up for Stassi. Her and Stassi aren't getting along at this point, so she's just like, eh, whatever.
And it's interesting too to see her with Sandoval, because I mean, it's been so long now that they haven't been together. It's interesting to see them back each other up, because anytime Kristen would say something, Andy would ask Sandoval and he would agree with Kristen. It was a really interesting dynamic to see those two as a team.
Yeah, and they're just kind of sitting there really
just ready to go against Stassi for anything that she says.
Yeah, but just kind of turned down. You don't see Kristen like this anymore. Kristen is just a wild card now. She's unpredictable.
Yeah. This season five, she was like this also.
What kind of?
Subdued. Like
sober?
Medicated.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, well, she just doesn't have much to say.
I want crazy Kristen back so bad. I think she's coming.
Yeah, that's Kristen at her best when she's had a few drinks in her. She's in an alleyway smoking, you know, chain smoking, spouting off threats. That's the best.
Her hands shaking and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next super awkward thing happens. Andy is like, you know, like just so hyped up. He's like moving his head from side to side. And he's like, okay, so, you know, Stassi and Jax, like you guys had like a really crazy relationship and you were always fighting. And, you know, we saw the fighting just go so crazy. Did it ever get physical? And oh my God, if you guys watch one part of this reunion, watch this shit, because it is so awkward. Stassi is like ready to lie, and so is Jax. They're both like, nope, nope, yeah, no.
They've got their lying faces on.
But the rest of the cast, including Lisa, are like,
they do a double take. Kristen looks at Stassi and they kind of get cornered into telling
Call it an eye roll. It was like just tension.
Yeah.
And so Stassi says, fine, I've hit him. And so then Andy tries to like move on and it's like really awkward. And he's like, he comes back to her. He's like, wait, so you hit him? You actually hit him? You physically hit him? And she's like, yeah. And stupid Jax answers and he's like, yeah, she broke my nose in Chicago, blood everywhere.
Yeah, all over his Michael Kors sweater.
Yes. He was the most upset about his Michael Kors sweater.
Yeah. And, but then, you know, he follows up with but I deserved it, like a true battered housewife.
Oh my God.
And you know,
Stassi said that. Stassi made him say that. She said,
but did you deserve it?
Yeah. She said, yes, I've hit him. And everyone's kind of like rolling their eyes and stiff. And Stassi says, yeah, I'll go ahead and admit that. And in Chicago, she busted my nose. And she stops and she goes, but did you deserve it? And he's like, yes, I deserved it.
But she was the one that was traumatized by this. She said it was the most traumatizing thing ever.
Yeah, it was really cold outside and she had blood on herself. And, you know, she really liked that Michael Kors sweater too. And so it was just like a really hard time for both of them.
Yeah, this is kind of a disturbing scene because this is something that may have been brushed off or laughed at years back, but things have changed quite a bit in the arena of what's acceptable and what's not anymore in society.
Which is sad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hitting your spouse is, you know, especially in a forum where a lot of young people are probably watching, they don't want to encourage that. They're not going to promote spousal abuse or partner abuse, any sort of domestic violence situation. It's something that's taken very seriously. They have done that
this almost every season.
Yeah, I know, but it's looked down upon. And have you ever seen an episode where there's some sort of spousal abuse? And then after that show is over, they'll say, if you're a victim of domestic violence, please call this hotline.
Yes,
there's help.
Yes.
Okay. So there's liability there for everybody involved because it is such a hot button topic and issue. It's a problem.
I mean, can we just side note the fact that we saw a little bit of that on the Beverly Hills Housewives with Taylor's husband and then he offed himself?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was like, I cannot believe that happened. Like, yeah. I can't believe that, like, literally he is not on this earth anymore.
I mean, that's what gets me a lot of the times, too. It's like,
sad.
We see these shows and we know they're entertainment. And a lot of the times we're...
But that little girl now doesn't have her dad. Like,
I know.
And it's on television. Like Stassi's crying at the end of this reunion. She's like, it's all documented, this horrible summer that I had. Well, that little girl's dad isn't here anymore. And that's documented, the crazy, like... relationship that him and his mom had. And oh my, I can't believe that happened to that family.
We're talking about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Taylor, what's her last name?
Armstrong.
Taylor Armstrong's husband who committed suicide back in one of the seasons there by hanging himself.
Oh my God. That's okay.
It's pretty disturbing.
Okay,
but
sorry. Okay. So anyways, yeah, it's really, I felt really uncomfortable when Stassi revealed that she hit Jax because I can see that he exhibited like 10 times that he is like an abused person in this relationship on this show. He's like, I'm sorry. I love you. I want to be in her. Like, it was so like, it's sad.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Like, is it worth it? Like, you have to sacrifice everything that you are just to appease this woman. I mean, you're not going to do it, Jax. Her standards are too high, or she's got a different...
You know, I wonder though, it's almost surprising to hear that Stassi was the one that hit because Jax is very aggressive as well. I've never seen him do it towards a girl, I don't think. No, I hope I'm not wrong in the fights that have happened, but he definitely is towards men and he definitely gets mad at people. But
you don't see that aggressive,
no,
physical nature, no, towards women.
Not at all.
No, Jax had talked about how he likes being dominated. But Andy said that. Do you like being dominated by Stassi?
And Kristen interjects and she's like, he likes to be controlled. And I thought that was interesting. And I immediately like flashed to like when they hooked up on, you know, the couch in the apartment. Do you think she took control of him and was like, eat my pussy?
I think so.
You know?
Yeah, I think she was maybe, yeah, she was a little like, you know, like, oh, I'm getting on top of you.
Yeah,
Jax.
Or she's like, bend me over.
Yeah. Like, no, I think he likes, look, I think he likes to be mothered.
Yeah.
I think that's what his deal is. I think he likes to be
taken care of
because right. he's not a...
But also, he likes to be told what to do. Like, he likes, like, his mommy to be like, get up out of bed by 8 o'clock now. Like, I think he likes that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we see that a lot with Brittany and, Yeah, I mean, he just that's how he is. And Kristen's kind of mothering too, so maybe that's why that went down between them. But
so the next thing that Andy brings up, like, he just keeps it awkward, and he's like, "So, you know, Stassi had mentioned that she got you this job at Sir to keep an eye on you," and again, kind of Andy's just like propelling us towards seeing that maybe Jax is really in a very dysfunctional relationship with Stassi. You know, not only is she beating him, but he's also being watched at work. And Stassi is not having this. She's like, no, you know, that's not why I got him a job, so he could pay his bills. So she's trying to humiliate him at this point and say, I got him a job because he is 33 years old and he doesn't pay for shit. And, you know, she's trying to go that route. And it kind of backfires because Jax argues with her and she explains that her dad pays for half of her apartment, which I believe she says that she pays $1,500. So I guess back in the day she was dropping $3,000 on her apartment, which is crazy.
I mean, that's really high. I mean, look, apartments out here in California are expensive, you know, just to, you know, people think, you know.
Although, wasn't this the time that I was at 1010?
Yes. No, after. Way after. This is in when we moved out of LA. This is 2013.
Okay, then, no, I absolutely think that those prices could be right then, because a studio at our place was $3,000.
Yeah.
Higher than $3,000.
I mean, but they're not living in a
luxury.
High rise.
Yeah,
they're living
right,
in some crappy area in Hollywood.
In West Hollywood, though.
Yeah, I guess. But, okay, so anyway, yeah, people, California is very expensive, and we're not talking like huge places. We're talking like one-bedroom apartments.
With no AC,
no
nothing.
AC. No parking.
Yeah, just dumps.
Dumps, and you're paying $3,000. So she's paying $3,000 a month.
Yeah, so I just, the vibe that I got was Jax was trying to, in not so many words, say, listen, her dad was paying for her place. It was free. I was just crashing with her. I paid for a shit ton of stuff, and I kind of got a bad rap for not paying rent when it wasn't fair.
Yeah, because she's trying to make herself like she's uber responsible and he's like a total,
or
know,
or like she works deadbeat. Three jobs to try to support him, and I don't think that was the case.
Because what do we know about Stassi? Okay, first off,
she loves to sleep.
Yes, let's go back to the beginning of the season. She loves to sleep. She's always cutting out on her shifts. Okay,
yes,
we know that restaurants are like, you can move your shifts around.
And all of them said she was the shittiest server and made the least tips.
Yes. So I bet you $1,000,000 she's works no more than twice, two or three shifts a week, maybe something
and
like
she's
that.
For sure asking to be the first one to be cut.
Yes. And so that's going to, anytime you leave early, also you get less tips. You get cut in less. Also, in the beginning of the season, she talks about how her parents cut her off, how they were paying for things and they kind of cut her off to a point. Her dad stopped paying for something after college.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't look too good. So I think Jax is a little sick of hearing that, and she's coming off as the responsible one when he knows that's not true. It's like,
and you could tell also that some of the other cast members, like Kristen and Katie, wanted to weigh in on that topic, but they held their tongues, or that part got cut, because it looked like everyone was just like not having that she was trying to pretend that she was, you know, taking care of him, because I just don't think it was true.
No, I mean, especially at that that rate and that amount. And okay, so also, if your apartment's $3,000 and you're splitting it with someone and you're paying $1,500, I bet her dad was picking up the majority of that tab anyway. He's probably paying the whole thing. But then she has a higher lifestyle as well. She buys, you know, designer bags, and her style is pretty high end, right?
Season one, Stassi wasn't really. I think she was, but I mean, just to maintain those orange tans and all that stuff, I mean, that
her
costs,
extensions and her makeup.
Well, Jax has maintenance too.
Yeah. So I don't know where that extra income is coming from. That's, I mean, just on
from, I'm sure from her dad.
Yeah. So, I mean, just an apartment alone, it's enough to take your whole bankroll. So, interesting, but,
So the next thing that, I mean, they're just not letting off of Jax and Stassi. So Andy turns to Jax and he's like, so Jax, you know, it was strange when you walked into that party and you took 7 shots. Is that how you roll? And it, you know, flashes back to Jax just downing these shots, which is just so disturbing.
What kind of shots were those? They look like a sort of a fruity type of shot, like a lemon drop or something.
Frutia?
Maybe a little something fruitier.
Gosh, I think they even said what they were.
It looked like it had a milky consistency.
That last one was milky. I don't know what the other one seemed clear.
Have you ever had those types of shots? Like those are girl shots,
like,
right?
I've had a purple hooter.
I don't want to be sexist, but it's not a straight up vodka shot or a gin shot or a tequila shot. It's like
I feel like Jax would love a girl shot. Like, yeah. He seems like the type that would like. If there was a choice between like a beer and a wine cooler, he would take the beer, but he also would enjoy the wine cooler.
Yeah, or like a slow gin fizz or a...
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I just, first thing that came to mind. Or like a screaming orgasm or something, you know?
Yeah. That's a buttery nipple.
Yeah.
Purple Ew, we're probably totally like dating ourselves. Like a Midori Sour.
What's a purple hooter?
I don't know. What's it's good.
Oh. Yeah, these shots look like something crazy, some fruity drink, but he took them all, boom, boom, boom. And side note, those were the last shots. I guess they were closing down for the night, and those were the last shots for everybody. It's for the, you know, for the bar. Sheena weighs in that she really wanted that, so she was pissed. But he said that he came in kind of heated. They had been fighting a lot lately, and, you know, he just came in and... Lisa says that, no, that's just typical Jax. He wants to
come in and dominate the room.
Dominate the party.
And be like, well, you know, in a prior season, he announced that he's the top guy. And he's the top guy in the group. And he takes that really seriously. And, I mean, who would you say is the top guy of Vanderpump Rules overall? So we've watched season 1 through 5. Who's the top guy?
I think Tom Sandoval now is... the top guy. Maybe he always was, but he's got his hand in everything. He's always dealing with everybody. Jax definitely is not anymore.
I would still say that he is.
I don't know about that. I think he's got a real supporting role now in the way.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely is more boring now, but I don't know what would happen if we took him out of the scenes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I mean, everybody's had their season. This is definitely Jax's and Stassi's season.
Yeah, season 1, absolutely.
Season 1 and season 2. Yes. Right? We go, you know, season 3 goes to Kristen and Tom. Season 4 is a little bit of an extension of that. And then we get Lala and James. And then, you know, the new seasons.
Yeah.
Whoever.
So the talking about the 7 shots that Jax took kind of leads us into talking about Frank, and Andy questions Stassi and says, you know, now, how long after you and Jax breaking up, you know, that night, did you and Frank get together?
And she, hold on, this is what I noticed. Okay. She's going to lie. Somebody's going to lie. They always jump the gun. They always offer right away as much information as they can as possible. They hit the person with a little bit of the truth mixed in with a lie right away, almost like you're coming clean. It looks like you're coming clean. So people are like, oh, okay, yeah, they're being honest. Stassi's like, you know, I have to admit, you know, right away. And
she's like, 2 days.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he says, how long after you and Jax broke up were you and Frank hooking up? And she's like, ha ha ha, you know, I'll have to be honest, 2 days, basically. But before that, she says, look, I have to be honest, even before me and Jax broke up, me and Frank were talking, I was talking to him, so there was some emotional cheating there.
Yes.
I have to admit.
Yes, yes. So she comes out with, she was emotionally cheating and it was 2 days. So two things that we should be able to go... Oh, shucks, Stassi. Like, you're off the hook. Thanks for telling us.
You're off the hook. Thanks for coming clean. But
Kristen is squirming in her seat.
Rolling her eyes.
Yeah. Just doing her class. Like, her head's like going into her shoulder like it does.
Uh-huh. She's looking at the ceiling.
And
Andy's like,
Andy picks up on that and he's like, Kristen said that in Vegas, you'd been hooking up with Frank the whole time while you were with Jax. And it's just like silence. And Stassi is, she like purses her lips and like, you know, flings her jaw around a little bit.
Yeah, she's pissed.
And it's just silent. And
but Kristen doesn't care.
Yeah, then it goes to Kristen. The camera goes to Kristen and she's like, shrugs her shoulders and she's like, that's what I heard. Yeah. And then Sheena to the rescue is like, she's like, did she tell you that? And Kristen's like, no, she didn't, Sheena, but you weren't even around during this time. So what are you even talking for? And she's like, fine. Well, I wasn't around then, but I'm around now. And did she tell you? Like, they like went at it.
Yeah. Like what kind of, Sheena's always rebutting with the whole, what kind of friend does that? Not me, because I'm a good friend now.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, you know, you guys were supposed to be her best friends and you didn't even listen to her. I listened to her. I held her hand when she was crying. Where were you guys?
Stassi just still doesn't respect Sheena. It's so funny, but Sheena's just trying so hard. But yeah, Kristen says, this is what I heard. And they all sort of agree. Jax kind of looks like he wants to cry here. He seems a little caught off guard. I don't know if he knew. Did he? You think he knew? He's heard this rumor before? He had to.
Yeah, so Andy then asks, he looks at Stassi again and he says, so you weren't hooking up with Frank while you were with Jax? And she says, no, 100% I was not. And it has now, since, you know, season one is over, the reunion's over, we're now on season five, it has come out that she was lying to Andy. She has admitted that she was lying to Andy. And I'll find the exact quote where she says it. I don't know if she said it on a podcast or on a reunion show, but she 100% has admitted that that was a lie. And I can't help but wonder if she was capable of lying about that, what else she's lying about right now with all of the new revelations that have come out about her and Patrick. And it's just feeling a little similar to season one when they're, you know, it should be black and white and she's telling us it's one way and we're trying to believe her. We're all believing her. And then, oops, she was lying.
I mean, they are so adamant about keeping themselves, like everybody collectively tells Jax right here, we don't lie. Jax says, I feel sorry for Jax because he's like, look, everybody lies a little bit.
Which is true. That is a true statement. Of course. But everyone's like, no, that's not true.
No, we don't. Lisa's like,
Lisa says it the loudest.
Yeah, she's like, no, we don't lie. Nobody lies here. Like, that's just so beneath us. Like, no, come on, give me a break. And slowly but surely we all see that, you know, everybody lies. And
so the next thing that so Andy, I think even Jack says right there, can we take the heat off of me for a second? He's not enjoying this. It's making him uncomfortable. And so he says, all right, fine. You know, what made you guys all take off your shirts to fight Frank? Each one of you took your shirts off, you know, in the Vegas parking lot and embarrassed Lisa, you know, at another restaurant. And Jax is like, well, I took mine off because it's a sweater. And, you know, if you watch wrestling on television, they never have sweaters on.
The chunky sweater.
Yeah. And Tom Sandoval gave us a wonderful reason why he took off his shirt. And that was because he accidentally took a Xanax.
That doesn't even make any sense. How do you accidentally take a Xanax?
And he didn't even, when Andy, I don't know if it was Andy or Lisa that said, how do you accidentally take a Xanax? He didn't even have the answer. Like, I was trying to take an Advil for a headache and it was in the same bottle. He didn't even say that. He was so dumbfounded that they asked him, how do you do that? That his mouth just opened and closed. It was just like, ooh, ooh.
And then how does that equate to you taking your shirt off during an altercation? I don't know.
They were really embarrassed about the taking the shirt off thing. Tom Sandoval was, remember the next day, they're like laying in bed. It's him and Kristen and Tom and Katie. And Kristen is like totally lecturing him. She's like, I can't believe you took your shirt off. That was so embarrassing and so immature. Like, she was pissed about that. And I didn't think it was that bad. Like, isn't that kind of what guys do when they're being dumb and fighting?
Yeah, I just don't think that they thought about it, I guess. I don't know. I think Tom was really heated. He didn't like Frank, so he just got involved and wanted to get into the mix. So he was kind of following Jax's lead. Maybe he was just trying to, you know, stick up for his friend.
Yeah, so then the next thing that Andy asks about, he's like, so what's with the skinny dipping thing? Is that a Sir restaurant thing, or is it a birthday thing? And Lisa is offended that Andy thinks that it could be a Sir thing. She doesn't want skinny dipping associated with her sexy, unique restaurant at all. And so they kind of move on from that. And by the way, that was the B group that went skinny dipping.
Yeah.
So, he turns back to Jax, and Jax just said, you know, after the whole skinny dipping thing and that they were in Vegas and after the chunky sweater incident, that he was just so upset that, you know, that Frank was with his girl and that it was going down the way that it was. And Lisa said, you were so upset because it seemed like literally that night you got with Laura Lee. And they drag him this whole reunion saying, if you love her so much, why did you get with Laura Lee? If you loved her so much, why can't you stay faithful? If you love her so much, why did you do this?
Why did you, why were you bonking Laura Lee is what Lisa says. But
oh my God. And then the most awkward thing is when Andy turns to Stassi and he says, was it awkward when, did it hurt your feelings, or was it awkward when Jack said that Laura Lee was some of the best sex that he ever had? And then, as if that isn't bad enough, Jack backpedals and says, no, that wasn't true. Stassi knows that she's the best.
So everything comes out when everybody's ready to just stop their bullshitting and lying and just be straight up. Jax confirms what everybody saw. It's not a secret. He was using Laura Lee to get back at Stassi, the girl that was friends with Stassi, I guess, and closer to Stassi than anybody else that he could kind of hook up with and use against. But he used her purposely. And she had mentioned before, Laura Lee had mentioned to Jax, if you want to use me, just let me know, because I don't want to take you seriously. And then that's going on. You know, if this is just a rebound, let me know. But he swore up and down that that wasn't the case. So that, I think that was kind of a shitty move, that he just wasn't honest with her.
Yeah.
But Lisa says that's not how she operates. She was not the type of girl to do that, Jax. Why would you use her like that?
She's a fragile person.
Yeah. I mean, even in one of the scenes, like when they're talking about that, she raises her hand and says, ex-meth addict. You know, she's got some emotional issues and some substance abuse issues. That's not the type of girl you want to play with her emotions.
No.
Stassi doesn't give a shit, though. She's like,
she's laughing the whole time. And when they do a flashback to Jax dumping her at her AA meeting, and Stassi is like glancing at Sheena and they're giggling with their hands in their face. Like, it's really pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, so he comes clean about everything and using her, and he realizes that maybe this wasn't the best time to dump her at her freaking AA meeting.
And Stassi's pissed about this. She's like, well, she's not that fragile, and who really cares if you hurt her feelings? And yeah. I was better at sex than her. And Jax is like, yeah, you know, I don't care. I just love her. And then Sandoval delivers an amazing freaking analogy.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, you know, dude, like, Jax likes to act like Tom Cruise and jump up and down on the couch and be like, I love her, I love her. But it comes off as...
He says, like, you know...
It makes it look like you're not in love.
Yeah, it makes you look like you're so not in love by doing that. So, Jax looks kind of embarrassed. Everybody's just still taking swings at Jax right here.
For some reason, when Sandoval said that, like, it completely painted the picture of Tom Cruise just going freaking psycho on Oprah and just looking like a crazy person. And Jax definitely gets that look in his eye when he is talking about how he'll do anything for Stassi. And she sits there with her posture up perfectly like a princess and loves every minute of it.
It's just really kind of pathetic. I mean, sorry, Jax. This is just, it's not a good look, man. And Stassi's not respecting it. and there's just you can't do anything. You've totally broken her trust.
So then they talk about how, you know, Stassi sent those mean text messages to Laura Lee. They ask her, do you regret that? And she says, no. And they ask Jax, you know, how did you feel when you heard that Stassi was sending these, you know, mean text messages? And rather than saying, like, it was really horrible what Laura Lee went through, he's like, actually, it felt amazing because I knew that she cared. She wouldn't have sent those text messages if she didn't care. And, like, the game that these two play with each other is so freaky.
Yeah. Well, he knows not to mess that up or say anything. This is a sensitive spot with Stassi. He can't, you know, agree or sympathize with Laura Lee in any sort of way, but he definitely can't degrade her because
but he loved it. Like, he loved when Stassi was degrading Laura Lee.
Yeah. Lisa gets on him about that and says, like, you know, this is not the type of girl to do that with. And why were you keeping her around if you were, you know, not serious about this? It's just not cool how you used her. And also, why do you continue to have unprotected sex with girls?
Oh, that was awkward. 30 days of unprotected sex.
Yeah, because that's something that she had mentioned. Andy brings that up. It's something they probably all didn't want to hear. Laura Lee says, you told me some really personal things. It's when they're discussing what happened at the bar when she was being inappropriate in front of customers and yelling at him. He says he couldn't get away. There's nothing he could do in front of those customers. She was kind of trying to embarrass him. But they mentioned the unprotected sex, which we had talked about earlier on in the season about how the reason why Laura Lee was misled is because Jax sits there and, you know, gets lovey-dovey and you know, he's this pillow talker and romancing her and saying that he loves her and having unprotected sex and, you know,
I mean, even the stuff that, you know, we only saw it was on camera, but what we did see was him reinforcing to her that he really loved being with her. He loved her energy, her sexual energy. And I mean, if I was Laura Lee, I would have been like, he is so into me. This is like, I've never been more fulfilled. You know, we're so connected. That's how he was acting.
Oh yeah. He was displaying that. We could see that, you know? So
yeah. And it was, and in a way it was refreshing to see someone appreciate Jax. It was refreshing to see him kind of be nurtured in a way that Stassi never did.
That's why I would be pissed if I was Laura Lee. It's like, I took time out of my life to really connect with you and to help you out of this situation and to support you. And you pay me back with, you know, a lot of betrayal in order to impress Stassi is what he was doing. He's just trying to impress Stassi in the end. It's just pathetic, man. Like, very, very lame. Very lame. Yeah, I felt bad for Laura Lee, what he did with her, you know, just be straight up, just be.
Yeah, so they kind of continue talking about like the whole Frank situation and everything. And Jack says that the worst part for him was when Stassi invited Frank to meet her parents, because that really hurt him because he had spent so much time, you know, up at the mom's cabin in Arrowhead or in
New Orleans
with the dad. And that was just kind of like the ultimate betrayal, because so quickly she invited Frank to meet the parents. And it was really awkward. Like, I don't think it made Jax look dumb or should embarrass him. If anything, it made Stassi look a little pathetic.
Because it didn't continue. That was the one and only meeting, basically.
Right, so. Right. It was just, it was soon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it quickly, I mean, their relationship crumbled quickly after that anyway. So
then Andy says, do any of you still see Frank? And Jack says, I better not. And everyone's like, no. And then Stassi interjects and says, I do. I was dating him after the show. We got back together and it just recently ended.
Like, what the hell?
Like, boom. Like, what the hell, Stassi?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I'm reminded of now where we are currently, where she is now saying that she is back with Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, what did she find out this time around with
Well, I'm wondering, is this when she was sending him, you know, videos of herself pleasuring herself when he sold that porno video.
Yeah.
Remember
could,
that?
It could be. Or this is maybe the time where she found out he was CIA agent.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely something.
But I guess it didn't last very long. I mean, you know, she.
So then she drags, yeah, she drags Jax like a little bit, and she's like, "He's a better boyfriend. Frank is a better boyfriend." And then Jax like gets upset, and he's like, "I've been trying this whole time, and I just don't understand." And she's like, "Well, 24/7, he's a better boyfriend." And he's like, "Really, 24/7?" Like he gets a little frustrated, and she's like, "Don't even start to get frustrated. You have so far to climb to gain my trust back that you can be frustrated for years. I don't care." And he just like kind of like drops his head and is like, okay.
I mean, if he's so special, if he's the best, better boyfriend, why are they not together still? You know, obviously he's not. Come on. But no, she says that, you know, her and Jax have something that's, you know, more intimate, more special, I guess.
So they kind of wrap up the reunion with asking, Jack says, you know, no offense, but are you a pathological liar? You know, you went to therapy, you lied to your therapist, you lied to Stassi, you lied to all of your friends, you lied to not only your girlfriend, you lied to your best friend, you know, and that's when he says everyone lies, and everyone says, no, they not everyone lies. And it's a sad moment for Jax, because I don't know what the hell happened during this scene, but all of a sudden, seriously, the entire cast was like teary-eyed over Jax's lies. And Andy says, why are you the only one not upset here, Jax? And he's like, I don't know. I hold it in. And then frickin' Tom Sandoval starts crying in his perfect way that he always, like, that guy can cry, dude.
Yeah, he can turn on the waterworks pretty quickly. I think he's really proud of that. But yeah, he starts breaking down.
And he's like, I know he lies all the time, and I'm still his friend.
Yeah.
And then it's just like silence, and Jack's like no one knows what to say, because like, what the hell? Like, where do you go from that and be like, dude, I'll be your friend. I'll stop.
Yeah. Like, what do you want from me, dude? Come on. Jax is like, look, this is me. I can't do anything about it. You know, I've tried. There's no way around it. I'm just, this is who I am.
So then after Sandoval cries, Stassi kind of like, she you know, puts her head down, and so some waterworks come out of her eyes. And Andy's like, why are you crying, Stassi? She's like, because this was the hardest summer ever. And then Lisa kind of backs her up, and she's like, yeah, you know, I think this is why Stassi, you kind of saw Stassi have a meltdown, because the whole season, you never got to see the sweet part of her, because she was just going crazy trying to defend the lies that Jax was telling. She lost all of her best friends and, quote unquote, the love of her life. And I think that's really why you viewers didn't get to love Stassi the way that I do. And I thought that was interesting, because Lisa had her back during season one. Dude, Lisa was a huge Stassi fan until Stassi shit all over her and, you know, really damaged their relationship.
That's true. And even, I mean, Lisa backs her up and kind of shits on Katie and Kristen too, and says,
oh, totally.
If you guys were her friends, you know, why did you leave her in the dust like this? And you didn't believe anything she had to say. You didn't back her up.
She compliments Stassi here and Sheena. Like, those are clearly her. She's like, Sheena has a heart of gold. Sheena was the only one who gave her sympathy and listened to her. And Katie and Kristen, you were shit friends.
And he asks Katie and Kristen, would you, do you think you owe Frank an apology for not believing him, about Jax and Jax lying? And Katie's like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess I would say I'm sorry for not believing you, you know, but she wants to say what Kristen says. And Kristen's like, I'm not sorry, like, I don't give a shit about Frank. Like, they just don't like Frank.
Yeah.
He's not a likable person.
Which is weird, because I'm surprised that Stassi didn't see this at the reunion on season one. When, it'll be interesting to see when, at what point Stassi realizes that Frank is a freaking weirdo liar, because she does not realize it yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's what her, that's what Katie and Kristen are kind of saying. Like, this guy is...
he's full of it.
He's full of it. So we don't care if he's telling the truth or...
Which is funny because Jax is full of it also, but he's more likable to their group. So they can put up with Jax, but they're not willing to put up with Frankie.
Well, that's what they were saying also. Like, Kristen and Katie justify this with, okay, Stassi, yes, you were telling the truth or Frank was telling the truth, but... You're our friend. Jax is our friend. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to just kick Jax to the curb?
Yeah.
But
and
Stassi,
she says yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She says
100%.
You're
yes.
supposed to take my side, and that's it. So they were put in a hard
but that's,
position.
But the thing is, like, it would be interesting to see if Katie and Kristen did take Stassi's side to see how that would have played out, because she didn't silently want her friends to take her side. She wanted to drag Jax. She wanted everyone to say that they hated his guts. She wanted everyone to go fight that battle for her and say what a piece of shit he was. There was no way she was going to silently let them support her like she's saying that she wants. She wanted them to hate Jax.
Yeah. I mean, we get a little bit more of that now. Kristen and Katie are very fervent Stassi supporters.
Yes, yes.
So yeah. there is no compromise, and that's evident with how they treat Sheena. It's like Sheena is no more riding the fence.
I also think that as a cast, they are protective of each other now. They're protective of their own group, of their core group, and other people coming in, and they're careful to make sure that they keep who they find important together. I think that's like super obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you can say that they were close knit back then after knowing each other a few years, and it's been, you know.
Yeah, now it's like no joke.
Yeah, it's been four more years. So
the season ends, the reunion show ends with Stassi. You know, I think we already touched on this, but she says, this has been the hardest summer. Everyone hates me. You know, this has all been documented. People are commenting, you know, on my life and judging me for something that it literally wasn't my fault. Jax lied. And then people are turning around saying like, wow, he's so strong for admitting. And she's like, I just can't win. So she's crying and she is upset. So that's kind of where we end with her. And then Jax swoops in and says, I'm sorry. And Stassi is the only one I want to be with. I know it's going to take a lot, but my heart is still with her. I can't sleep at night. And Andy says, do you still love Jax? And she says, I will always love him. We had something insanely special. And we're basically the same person, two peas in a pod, minus the lying. And kind of like a little snippet into their relationship and maybe, you know, what was special to them. But like we discussed, that's really over now. And we don't really see any more of that.
Big time over. And there's like kind of no going back to the way that was. Jax looks like he's got a little bit of hope in his eyes, but it's sad to see because
yeah, it is.
It doesn't, you know, go anywhere from here. It actually gets a lot worse.
Yeah.
Next season it gets
and so to end it, Andy invites Peter out to bartend, which was weird. And he goes behind the bar at Sir and, you know, shakes up some cocktails and serves everyone. And they do a cheers. And that is the end of season one reunion.
Yeah, he does a double fisted shake, which Tom comments on Peter's nice guns.
Yeah.
So I guess he could appreciate the technique. But there is no part two, which is kind of... sucks, but
yeah. But there is a secrets revealed.
That's right. Are we gonna
we'll cover that too. Okay, that'll cool. probably be a shorter one, guys, because I don't know if we can like deep dive that.
It's
so
a little
much.
Bit of a review. It's basically a reunion that delves into a little bit of Katie, Kristen, and Tom, because
yeah,
they don't
it's
really
it's a good one though. I mean, in relation to the whole show, so we'll definitely cover it.
Well, I mean, this reunion episode, they didn't really talk about the other ones. Katie didn't really have much of a role this season,
no,
other than
no.
just not supporting Stassi. Tom, what do
well,
they talk
and
about?
We don't even really see their friendships at all. So it's like when they're arguing that they weren't good friends to each other, it's like, well, we didn't see them being friends anyway, so why do we care? They really didn't get us invested in their friendship. Like, I'm not upset for Katie and Kristen.
No,
like,
I mean, all we really discussed mainly was just Jax and Stassi's relationship.
Yeah, and Frank.
I mean, and Tom, what do they talk about with Tom? Him
shaving his face?
Shaving his forehead and his, you know, his hairstyle.
Yeah, so those poor characters really, you know, begin to flourish coming into the next seasons, thank God. And, you know, the heat gets taken off of Stassi and Jax a little bit, but they are still major players. And
yeah, so we get to see a lot more of the
other characters. But overall, I loved season one. I thought it was so good, and it has such a different feel to it that any other season does. It's
a classic. It's like an iconic band's first album, where it's very minimal, it's very raw, but it's usually the best.
And it's like just so comforting. It's like watching Saved by the Bell reruns or something like that, where it's just like, oh, there's Kelly Kapowski and
Zach Morris.
Yeah, Screech.
Screech. So yeah, I mean, it was a great season. Really short, but
it's like, oh, Jax, oh, Stassi, you know.
Yeah, they are the lovable characters that we, you know and love, you know, from the beginning, from the get-go.
Yes. So you guys, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you appreciate that we got this episode out super quick. This is like a new record for the retro episodes, that we got it out really fast, and we will work on getting that season one Secrets Revealed out super soon too. Probably a couple days, because like I said, I'm going to that live taping of the podcast. I'm going with Sarah, so we're hoping that we will stop by Sir tomorrow night as well to get you guys some more dirt, and I'll take some more videos, and maybe we'll podcast right from there to give you an update. And that's it. So thank you so much for listening. Tweet us, VPR Party Podcast, or email us at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. We love, love, love hearing from you.
And leave a review on iTunes. Let me know if you guys, you know, would like to hear more of me. I'm going to continue to do these retro episodes with Holly.
You're always like really plugging yourself at the end of this.
It's my only opportunity. I really enjoy doing this for you guys. So, you know.
Actually, a lot of the pumpers do email and say, you know, when is Chad going to come back? So it your plugging is working.
Well, we got season two coming up, so
yeah,
I can't wait for that. It really does amp up. So we got a lot more episodes coming. Season two is really great. I can't wait to get into that. It gets a lot crazier. You know, season one was just a jump start to this whole thing, but definitely it's going to get better. So I can't wait. And thanks again, guys, for listening.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And we will talk to you, Pumper, soon. Bye.
Peace out.